This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are coming back here with hour number four. Hour number four is here. It is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the show. All right, 949-822-7959. That's right. Yeah, they did blow the horns and the walls came down, and It makes me, you know, beg the question here. You sure you want to attack Israel? It all happened at Jericho there. All right, once again, folks, it is the Wednesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we have an awful lot to talk about. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network, of course. GCN distributes our program out to our great AM and FM affiliates. Also, welcome to everybody listening on our home flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. And in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with a couple of other AM 860 compatriots, as it were. We're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland, talk some sports with him at the bottom of the hour. And then right before the top of the hour, we'll talk with Brandon Rimes. Of course, he's the host of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Patrick is host of the Sports Zone, again, all right here on AM 860. And we're going to be talking some sports and talking some real estate and economy and so forth. So stay tuned, because it's still chock full. We've been going the first 3 hours here. It's been a great program so far, a lot of energy, a lot of great calls, and just a lot of great stuff this morning. It's midweek. It's Wednesday. We're making it through, and we're riding along right there with you. So wherever you're doing this morning, we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're spending some time with us here on the program this morning. Well, Donald Trump did have the town hall with Sean Hannity, and this is prefacing in anticipation of the GOP debate, the fourth GOP debate. It's four for four, because now there are four. There are four candidates who are going to be part of this debate later on tonight, Wednesday night. And it's going to be Chris Christie. It's going to be Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, and, of course, Nikki Haley will all be on the debate stage. But Donald Trump, again, able to have this town hall with Sean Hannity and talk about some of these different issues. But earlier in the program, we had a great quote. We're going to repeat it here in just a moment, because it is now starting to filter through Donald Trump's remark that he would not be a dictator if elected president. He would not be a dictator because, you know, this is all coming from the left. It's all part of the messaging. You know, Donald Trump's going to ruin our democracy. Liz Cheney, for example, she's looking at maybe a third-party run, but also says Trump threatens democracy. Trump is threatening democracy. And here we go again. It's all about this messaging. It's all about, and by the way, if Trump was so terrible, if it was so obvious, if it was all so easily discernible, the left would not be saying stuff like that. They'd just be letting him fizzle out, right? But he's not fizzling out, and he's not fizzling out for some very good reasons. And, you know, of course, once the caucus happens and then the primaries really start happening, well, then the rubber's going to meet the road, and we're going to see where these votes come down. If they're anything like the polls, so, you know, we can see a path for Trump to the nomination quite easily. But the left, if they really thought that that everybody can just see that Trump is just threatening democracy. He's just going to, he's going to become a dictator and all that kind of stuff. They would kind of be letting him fizzle out. But I kind of think it kind of goes back to the you know, like a Shakespearean quote here, and that is, you know, methinks thou doth protest too much, right? It's this kind of thing because they are trying to show that they are very, very worried that the American people, once again, are going to take a look at what was going on prior to the Biden administration in terms of their daily lives, kitchen table budgets, all these things, and apply it to what's actually happening right now, and they're going to make a different decision. And they're going to make a different decision in droves. And, of course, it's assumed at this point Trump will be the nominee, but even if he was not the nominee, a GOP candidate, a strong GOP candidate, has that ability as well to make that case. And I think they're more worried on the left about what's happening right now and all the things that have brought about these policies, or with the eventualities, rather, that these policies are bringing about. And they're saying to themselves, wow, we haven't been able to do the transformative change that we are trying to do and really bring that to fruition. Because people are now really starting to figure this stuff out, and I think it scares them. Let's see. Trump on with Hannity, talked about, well, I won't be a dictator, you know, in response to this notion of Trump's going to ruin democracy and stuff like that. And we'll have the quote on the other side of the break because we're going to run against the clock here in just a moment. But this from NBC News, the Biden campaign quickly seized on the remarks that Trump made, basically, because Trump said, I won't be a dictator, except on day one. Now, he was being facetious. He was having fun with this terminology that's being applied to him, this warning about Donald Trump, stuff like that. And he's being facetious. But what was he going to do on day one? No, he's going to want to enforce the border. He's going to want to start drilling for oil and fixing the energy problem. And in other words, it's kind of like saying, no, of course I won't be a dictator. Well, except on day one when I make these other things happen, which are actually policies or executive orders, all the things completely within the purview of the President of the United States, not being a dictator like, Mussolini or something like that. I mean, how ridiculous do you have to be? But according to NBC News, the Biden campaign quickly seized on the remarks, posting a clip of the exchange to X. And so they're trying to scare you now. Trump says he's going to be a dictator. Yeah, just for one day. Yeah. What kind of dictator is that? I don't know. All right, folks. It is the Wednesday edition. And we are rocketing through. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Stay right there. Taking your phone calls, 949-822-7959. Coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back here into segment number two of hour number four of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. Don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. Very easy to do. Just click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And again, the telephone number, 949-822-7959. Just to sort of round out what we were talking about at the top of the hour there, here's Donald Trump. Here's the actual quote that they were talking about, that the DNC wanted to make sure, or the DNC, the Biden campaign, I should say, wanted to make you aware of. Donald Trump, I will be a dictator on day one, or this kind of thing. Let's listen into that exchange.
I want to go back to this one issue, though, because the media has been focused on this and attacking you under no circumstances. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except
for
what?
He's going crazy. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill.
That's
drill,
not a, that's
drill.
That's not. Oh, no. That's not retribution. I got
I'm going to be. Going to be, you know, he keeps. I love this guy. He says, "You're not going to be a dictator, are you?" I said, "No, no, no. Other than day one, we're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator."
So that's to me like you're going back to the policies.
Yeah, that's right. That's policy. So those are executive orders or the kinds of things that a president can actually enact or basically order through the executive order process. Executive orders can be challenged, of course, but the very fact that he used the term dictator, that's what's going to make the left go kind of apoplectic about this, and they'll just kind of lose their minds as they say, see, Trump's going to ruin our democracy and be a dictator. Well, that's the Trumpian way of just throwing it right back in their face to show how absurd all that kind of thing is. So before the far left and the Democrat Party elite get into a tizzy, shall we say, maybe just realize that that's exactly what he was doing. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines here. We got Mary in St. Pete calling in this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Yes, I just wanted to, sorry to change topics real
quick. Not at all. No, go ahead.
I did see where this thing with eating bugs and insects has really kind of moved on with Tyson Foods making a partnership with this company called Protect, I think, that has already been doing that. So, they haven't built the facility in the United States yet. But just the idea that they're really thinking about honestly doing that is just kind of repulsive. So I just wanted to remind you again of the favorite topic of eating insects, which is ridiculous. You can't disturb the ecological system in that way in the first place. Just like they try to dim the sun by shooting aluminum into the sky to dim the sun. I mean, NASA's trying to do that. It's just kind of all silly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, bye-bye. Mary. Take care. Glad to hear from you this morning. And Mary in St. Pete, everybody. Yeah, she's referring back to a conversation we had with Frank Salvato earlier in the week about the you can get cricket flour in your food, and you got to look at the label. And if it was on The Amazing Race or something, and or on Survivor, it's okay. Eat this big giant bug, for cash and prizes or something. That's one thing. And yeah, there are different delicacies in different parts of the world and so forth. And that's all fine and good. But what I think Mary's talking about, what we were talking about the other night, it's this kind of thing of, here's the food sources you're going to be allowed to have. These we're going to, because we got to get rid of meat. By the way, some people, they cut down on their meat intake. They might have a veggie burger or something like that. That's all fine and good, too. In other words, people get to make their own personal choices about the things that they're going to eat, maybe in conjunction with what their doctor is telling them and this kind of thing. Or maybe they just feel better if they eat certain different kinds of foods. But again, it all goes down to personal choice. Where the problems really start to crop up is this notion that, we are going to get rid of meat for you. You're no longer going to be politically correct or really allowed to eat meat, because meat is going to contribute to global warming or to climate change, stuff like that. So you're going to eat some bugs. And these are going to be the approved bugs, and here's how we're going to eat them, and this kind of thing. And you're really not going to have much of a choice, because otherwise you are just anti-climate change. You're anti-saving Mother Earth. You're anti-this and so forth. And you're going to have to be dealt with, see? I mean, and I'm trying to – it's a little bit funny because it sounds so absurd, but I think you have actual real people who are really absolutely serious about this kind of thing. But all that to say – and I appreciate Mary's call so very much – all that to say is that it always comes down to a control system. It comes down to the ability to sort of, and here we go, here's this word. I'm going to use the word. Brace yourselves, because I'm going to use the word to dictate to you what you can have, what you can do, and if you go against the dictate, okay, there's the word again. Donald Trump was being funny with it, right? Because it was so blatantly absurd. But this is actually a very serious use of that word. There will be a dictation to you. They're already, they dictate already with the light bulbs and the stuff like that. And they want to get rid of gas stoves. Why? Well, it's climate change. And it goes on and on and on. But, or how about this? We're going to mandate the electric cars. Well, you mandate the electric cars, and again, people can make a personal choice. I have a neighbor who has an electric car, and it drives them back and forth to work. But that's as far as they need to go with that vehicle. They have other gas-powered vehicles. So, fine. More power to you. You can charge up your car and drive it to work, and it's fine. That's a personal choice. And it's also something that the market can come in and make it look much more attractive. And especially as technology gets cheaper or the technology improves for batteries, electric vehicles, this kind of thing, well, then the market may be able to make a much bigger dent. In fact, I saw a news story earlier today that there are a lot of other startup electric car companies out there. And it was compared to the time when the horseless carriage and automobiles, you know, started to really become manufactured in the early days of automobiles. And so you had a lot of different car companies that sprung up, you know, people trying to be entrepreneurs. And eventually, of course, it settles down into the Fords and the, you know, Chevrolet and stuff like that. But early on, when it's an early adoption of this new, quote-unquote, new thing, you might have a lot of different companies that want to produce their thing and try to get in on it, and a lot of them will go by the by, there's no doubt about that. But mark my words, there'll be some weird electric car company name, and 30 years from now, somebody will say, oh, yeah, I have one of those. I have one of those blah, 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 you know. Cars. They only made, you know, 25 of them or something like that. I got one, you know, and so it'll be like a little car club thing or something, you know, claim to fame. But the market will take care of these different things. But when you mandate things like cars, like gas stoves, and with the food you can eat, and you point to the climate change, and you point to this, and, you know, in the sense that, see, we're all trying to save Mother Earth here, and if you're just not on board with this program, you know, you're going to get a talking to, basically. So, yeah, this is just exactly the kind of thing. It's just the next step and the next thing that you're not going to be able to do on your own, that you're not going to be able to choose for yourself. And in other words, it's an incremental kind of a thing. But I don't know. Do you want to eat bugs? I don't really want to eat bugs if I don't have to. In fact, you know, back in the day, I used to ride a motorcycle a while back. And, you know, every once in a while, you don't want to get a bug. you don't want to get a bug as you're going down the freeway or something like that. That can actually that can kind of ruin your day, right? So that's one of the reasons I had a helmet that actually, you know, is the full coverage helmet. So the bug would smash on the little windshield. All right, folks, we're going to head out to the break here. When we come back, we've got Patrick Hyland. We're going to talk some sports with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM860, The Answer. Folks, stay right here, 949-822-7959. If you have a question for Patrick when we return, stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are continuing their ground assault in southern Gaza as Hamas leaders are thought to be hiding there. The United Nations warn that even more negative scenarios are about to take place as the campaign in Gaza continues. An Israeli spokesperson this morning, Israel Time.
Silence in the face of Hamas's sexual atrocities against Israeli women and girls is complicity. Silence is complicity. As the October 7th crimes against humanity of the Hamas rapist regime continue to come to light, we expect absolute, unequivocal, unconditional, wall-to-wall condemnation. There can be no excuses.
Roughly 10 million people are under flood alerts throughout the Pacific Northwest, inundated with heavy rainfall after 8 inches of rain fell since Monday. Flood watches have been announced from Oregon and Washington to northern Idaho through today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
So blue.
I've been putting it down for the foot.
Just thinking of you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Decorations are red on a green Christmas tree.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. A little bit of the King this morning. Blue Christmas, and just doesn't get much better than that, does it? All right, welcome back, as we said, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959, that is the number to call if you have a question or comment this morning. And, of course, we're going to go right over to the telephone line. We do have Patrick Hyland with us this morning. He is the host of the Sports Zone, heard right here on AM 860, The Answer, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. And Patrick is also the insurance quarterback as well. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal Warren. And before we get started, man, we got to rock and rolling about the NFL, the college football playoff system Monday. I forgot to wish you a happy birthday, my man.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, so that's cool. Your L.A. Kings came through last night, 4-3 against the Columbus Blue Jackets in overtime. What a great game, man. So that was a lot of fun to watch. So
that's right.
Cool things happening in hockey right now, and that's going to be in full gear here real soon after the NFL and college football. Everybody will be tuning into hockey and basketball. But, the Senators, they won 6-2 over the New York Rangers. So Ottawa played well at home last night. And then another overtime game, the Sharks up there, just about a few hundred miles north of you, Kyle. The San Jose Sharks put on the New York Islanders in New York. So 5-4 in overtime. So some great games in overtime. And the Detroit Red Wings, they went up to Buffalo and played the Sabres and won 5-3. The Red Wings are starting to look like the old Red Wings of old. Hopefully they can keep it going. They used to be such a great franchise back in the 90s and 2000s, Cal. They went to like 14 years in a row to the playoffs. That's hard to do in anything.
Wow.
Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. And then Nashville Predators. It's kind of funny you think about it. The Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning, Carolina Hurricanes, Nashville Predators. Never thought hockey would make it in the South, but it sure has. And, they went up to Chicago and beat the Blackhawks 4-3 in overtime also in a shootout. So that was really exciting how that went down. Went down to one-on-one with the goalie. I love that. You know, I'd like to see the NFL do something of that nature with their overtime situation.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it ending in a tie, I'd like to see them figure out something there. But anyway, and the Minnesota Wild went up to Calgary, good old Canada, and beat them 5-2. And then what a great game this was. Really defensive battle, and then the Avalanche, Colorado, beat the Anaheim Ducks 3-2. And then the last game of the evening up there in Vancouver, New Jersey Devils, 6-5. Just up and down the ice, man, shooting goals, trying to make it happen. So, and speaking about the Tampa Bay Lightning, Cal, they'll be dropping the puck at 7 o'clock tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Those two teams always seem to have a great game when they play each other. For some reason, it's always one goal. So, that'll be a lot of fun for the fans and also the Florida Panthers down there in Sunrise, Florida, South Florida. Be able to catch that game at 7 o'clock also. So, some cool things happening in the hockey world there. And NBA is getting into full gear. There were a few games last night, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Those real quick here. Just a minute. Anything happening in your world there, young man, in the way of sports?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I did see an article earlier today that said that it looks like Shohei Ohtani, of course, one of our angels out here, one of the most important players we've ever seen, almost in this modern era here. Shohei Ohtani met with the Dodgers, evidently, for at least two to three hours. I don't know what the outcome of that might have been, but they were courting him, that's for sure. And I'm not sure exactly what he might be doing, if he's going to be staying with the Angels or still in free agency. Does he have time to make that decision before next season?
Yeah. No, you know, they've been having winter meetings and for baseball, MLB, and it's getting really happening as far as discussions with players, trading, you know, free agency. Obviously, he's a phenom, you know, to be able to pitch like that and hit like that. We haven't seen that in modern-day history, to say the least. Now, is his arm going to get back to where he can pitch again,
right,
like he did?
Right.
I don't know. That's going to be the story of it all. Do I think he'd be one heck of a DH? Oh, yeah. But if he goes to the Dodgers, you're going to, that's going to be, it's going to be a money thing, man. It's all going to come down to the money, and I get it. Sometimes it'd be nice if these guys would stay where they were when they first got brought up, but that's not the way it works anymore. So we'll see how that transpires over the next season. I'm curious to see what happens with Mike Trout.
Yeah.
I think he has another year in venom, but he's got to get with the right team and the right situation and just things fall in place. But what a great, he's your modern-day Mickey Mantle, Mike Trout, to say the least. So, and what a class act and good for the game. See, we need more players like him, more athletes, more people in general, just to show class and civility. And be humble. You know, you're one game away from being humble in all sports. That's why I love sports. You think you're all that. Well, there might be someone just a hair better than you. And then,
That's right.
You don't look so hot. So, just another way of looking at life. I've always said, Kyle, life is like sports. You know, it's a team game. We have to deal with each other on a daily basis. When you're playing sports, you have to deal with your teammates. So, that's just the way I see it. But anyway, the Pelicans beat the Kings last night, 127-17. That was a Monday night special. Pardon me, we didn't get to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Bucks, Milwaukee Bucks, won 146-122. High scoring game in that affair. the Greek God, they call him. He's doing great up there in Milwaukee. And then the Lakers, that was a great game. They won 106 to 103. So those are the type of games you like to see. Funny, man, LeBron now has played in more games than anybody else, Kyle. What a career that guy's had. Gotta give the man credit. Might not agree with his political views, but you have to agree with what he's done, you know, on the court.
Yeah, it's an achievement, so, no doubt.
It really is. We'll have Thursday night football tomorrow, man. What are your thoughts about these Thursday night games, Kyle? I mean, do you think it's a good thing, or should they eliminate them?
Well, again, it's in the middle of the week. You know, it's a different recovery pattern from where the players, you know, come out of Sunday or even Monday night. And then it just seems like, I don't know if it just creates the ability to have, or the circumstances where you could have more injuries, this kind of thing, because you haven't recovered fully.
No, you're right. Well, you know, and it's going to be the Steelers against the Patriots tomorrow at 8:15. I'm sure the NFL wasn't expecting, you know, the Steelers to be mediocre and the Patriots to be terrible this year. That's another thing that happens on some of these Thursday night games. The matchups aren't that good. And that's one they can't flex, Cal. The good news is now Sunday night games, if it's, you know, not a good one, they'll make that team play at 4 o'clock and then they'll find another better matchup for 8 o'clock. So I like that the NFL's done that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just believe in you have to make changes. You have to adapt or you don't survive. You don't get the best bang for your buck unless you change and look at other options. And you know, that's what I try to do every day, Cal, with helping people out with their financial needs. And, you know, people have been hearing me on this show now for a lot of years, and they know I'm genuine. I've helped out a lot of people, veterans, as well as people that listen to the show and call and say, Patrick, let's meet. And I love it. I love helping people out. You know, obviously when I save them money, it's a beautiful thing. And I get rewarded by the companies. So it's no fees to the people, Kyle. So
indeed.
Please, folks, feel free to call me if I can be of any help. 813-966-1052. It's an easy number. 813-966-1052. And I have some computer people like to go on the computer. Go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com and just schedule an appointment with me. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And I'd love to talk to you and meet you. Thanks, Cal. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and I'll talk to you Friday morning, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And, folks, we're going to come right back after this short timeout. We're going to be talking with Brandon Rimes, talk some real estate, talk some economy, probably talk some politics. So stay right there.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give it the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine here on the program this morning, or if you have a question or a comment for our next guest, Brandon Rimes, of course. You can hear him right here on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station, as he hosts the Consumer Quarterback Show Monday through Friday at 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 860, The Answer. That's the Consumer Quarterback Show, and we've got the Consumer Quarterback right here, Brandon Rimes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. All right, so it is Wednesday, and it's midweek. We're making it through the week. Things are going great. And one of the things that I saw earlier today, you know, I think would be good news for people because the markets are anticipating, or the market watchers are anticipating, interest rates coming down next year. I don't know exactly when, but isn't that something that a lot of homeowners or people in real estate are just absolutely waiting for at this point?
Yeah, we're all pretty excited about it. Mortgage rates have fallen for the fifth straight week. They're currently averaging right around 7%, 7.2%. In the final week of November. And then, people are looking forward to that. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand, people on the sidelines kind of waiting to get in the game. And what typically happens, too, is when we roll into January, a lot of those folks that were saying, hey, I'm just going to wait till the new year, wait till the spring, so then you might have inventory piling up a little bit. So you may have better choices as a buyer, and there potentially will be more competition on both sides, which would be awesome.
Well, indeed, and certainly, especially where people might be concerned to get that refinancing done or being able to get that home line, that line of credit attached to their homes, you know, that would open up a lot of a lot of jobs and projects for contractors, material, all kinds of different things tied to that kind of action.
Yeah, we need to stimulate the economy. I know there's also a I like to follow some of the economists from the Association of Realtors, and job openings are becoming less prevalent. The number of exceeds the number of unemployed. It was a sign of a weakening economy, and it signaled that the Fed should hopefully start announcing even more rate cuts. And the bond market is low as well. There's a dip in the bond market down to 4.18%, and that's compared to 5% in late April. So, yeah, I think there's good news on the horizon, and my advice would be to get into home ownership. You know, the average homeowner has 40 times the amount of equity and net worth than renters did. So it's definitely a no-brainer to get into home ownership.
Well, indeed. Well, I've asked you about this a while back, but I do think it's bears repeating, because I keep seeing commercials that say, hey, we're going to come in and buy your house. Send us an email with your address, basically, or, go to our website, put in your address, and you'll get your offer back of we're going to buy your house, literally sight unseen. That just seems too good to be true. Is that something somebody can actually, is that a road somebody can go down, or is that a desperation road?
Yeah, well, those companies that do that, they're preying on people that are in a desperate situation. And unfortunately, there's a lot of unscrupulous players out there. There's companies that are kind of iBuyers. There's companies like Open Doors and things like that. Now, if you do the research on them, they've settled multi-million-dollar lawsuits last year. So it's a challenge because, by going with a realtor, you're going to be protected. You're going to be protected whether you're on the buy side or the list side. You need to really think about that, and a realtor would be educated to help steer you in the right direction. Because there's a lot of, people that are doing it yourself. There's a lot of discounters with very minimal service. iBuyers is kind of what you were describing. Tech-based service brokers. There's a host of business models out there. The old adage of if it sounds too good to be true, it is. And a lot of times, they're going to get you in. They're going to bait you with a higher offer. And then do inspections and then come back and say, oh, well, there were so many things that went wrong with the inspection. We have to drop our offer by $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And then it's too late in the process. You've already got your bags packed and you're already thinking about your next home, or maybe you've already put money down on your next home. So that's a trap that a lot of people fall into, Kyle.
I can imagine. And of course, we're getting in the holiday time. It's a full swing here. There's got to be all kinds of other scams or things that are happening, not just in the real estate area, but just in terms of trying to take advantage of people during the holiday time.
Yeah, AI is playing into that as well. Artificial intelligence is allowing unscrupulous players to essentially fake voices. They can model and fake voices. They can create video. It happened to a friend of mine. She lost a lot of money by this perpetrator convincing her daughter that she was in the back seat of a car at gunpoint.
Wow.
There's some very serious things to consider and to be careful and cautious. And, just because the profile picture online has that picture of that person that you may recognize, it doesn't mean it's that person behind the keyboard. So there's a lot of scams. A lot of click this link, so I highly encourage getting two-factor authentication on all your devices, all your websites that will possibly allow it. This way it will send a text message to your cell phone, and then you have to put in a code. That's one thing to be cautious of. Another is the title fraud. Title fraud is huge right now. There's a lot of, again, unscrupulous players and bad actors that are stealing people's homes, stealing people's equity, taking out mortgages. So you've got to be very careful about that. I know in the county I live in, you can sign up online on a website, and you would just Google, like, the county that you live in, fraud alert, and there's a free, a lot of times there's free alerts provided by the county.
Indeed. Well, and yeah, because there are services evidently that do that, but if it's free and automatic, that actually sounds pretty good as well. In fact, I'm glad that you brought it up because, you know, basically, as you're saying, someone comes in, they fake these documents to transfer title of your house, they take on loans, and then they are able to basically, then they don't pay those loans back, obviously, and you're left holding the bag. Are there any remedies to that at all? I mean, I'm sure it would be a mess, but or are you literally just holding the bag at that point? There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, the remedy is to be proactive and to take action ahead of time, because if it gets into that pile of coat hangers, you're going to be the one that's going to be in a position to have to prove yourself innocent. So you've got to be diligent. There are services that you can pay for. I've heard of people even recording a document and having it filed with the court that says this property is being monitored. Do not try to steal our title, or something like that. It's just monitored by XYZ company. But the county I live in, Pinellas County in Florida, just by simply doing a search and putting in the word property fraud alert, it comes up. You put your name, your email address, or your property address, and it will give you that protection.
Very cool indeed, because that sounds like, again, the criminal factor is always almost like one step ahead all the time. And by the time it becomes, sort of known that this is what's happening, then they've already done this to a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. Even, vacant land is an easy target because there's no bricks and mortar house to walk through. They'll try to find a buyer for that and try to sell it out from under you. But it's up to the title company to do a good job and make sure you ask for identification and proof and two forms of ID. So, yeah, there's steps in place, but it can sometimes be manipulated.
Well, Brandon, tell us how people can get in touch with you and if they want to learn more or engage your services in some way.
Yeah, I'd love to help anyone out there. We are a nationwide company, Keller Williams Realty Worldwide. So wherever you're at, any state, we can definitely get you in touch with the agent if I'm not able to do it locally. So I'm at 813-917-1894. You can call or text that line. It's 813-917-1894. And our website is consumerqb.com, like Consumer Quarterback Show. ConsumerQB.com, and we'd love to help anyone out there.
That sounds great, Brandon. Great to talk with you this Wednesday morning, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next week. Take care.
Hey, likewise. God bless, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks, Brandon. Take care. All right, Brandon Rhymes, everybody. And folks, the time has flown by this morning. It's time for us to regroup and come back bright and early tomorrow morning. 2 a.m. right here, AM860, The Answer. Folks, take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.